what I just went through in the last 30 days was like a perfect storm. The perfect storm. It was an attack that you ain't never seen, that I ain't never seen. It was crazy. And it just kept happening. One thing right after the other. It just kept happening. It blows your mind. Now, in the past, I'd let it stress me out. And, you know, it's possible that I'm stressed and don't know it, but because so much happened, it just kind of just boggles the mind. It just boggles the mind. But what I did is I went back to my old default program. I prioritized what's most important. What was most important, right? So I just did that first. Then I had a list of like 30 things, okay, that had to be done while I'm living regular life too. Going to work, paying the bills, trying to do some gig work, and then I had other stuff happening on the side. So all I could do was prioritize. In other words, I spent a year planning a situation, and then once it started to coalesce, stuff just started happening. It's like, okay, is this the devil's attack, or is this God teaching me how to be stronger? You know, it was hard to see, but you know, God is behind everything. The devil, God can use the devil if he needs to, but it's usually, if when it comes to a believer, God is allowing stuff to happen to build your character, build your endurance, build your faith, you know. And the fact that I know this is a simulation and that this reality is just a training program, the fact that I know that and everything that hit me, I just, okay, one thing at a time, one thing at a time, one thing at a time, one thing at a time. Because while I'm achieving a goal, you know, it's like I knew there would be resistance. See, when you quantum connect with a new reality, and I'm not talking about something new age, I'm just talking about your inner man being changed and thinking different. When you think different, when you've shifted your mind, when you've shifted your mindset, the outside has to shift with you. So, how do I explain this from a perspective that just any, a regular Bible believer could understand? Okay, I'll explain it this way. So let's say you had strongholds from your childhood or from a marriage or from life in general, your culture, your bloodline life. And you know those strongholds are there. And so it's like an AI program. And when you recognize them and you've shifted out of a lot of them, when you got saved, you shifted to a new reality, right? Before you got saved, you were in the kingdom of darkness. After you got saved, you shifted realities into the kingdom of light, okay? But there were still some old ways of thinking, old habit patterns or whatever that you still functioned in to survive down here in 3D. But when you shift away from, I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. Let's say you shift away from watching TV. I did this 20 years ago. When you no longer watch TV, when you throw your TV out, you know, I used to joke on one other platform, I threw my TV out the back door and took a shotgun and blew it up. But I really didn't. I just took it to the trash and threw it. But that's what you should do with your TV. Throw it out the back door and get a shotgun and just blow it up. But when I shifted a long time ago, 20, 25 years ago, about no TV, I was tested by people at work, at people, family, friends, whatever. Even when I quit putting up a Christmas tree, when I quit celebrating holidays, which I did that like 30 years ago. When I quit celebrating holidays and all that, I don't even know why I did it at the time, but now I know why I did it. Because I knew it was just, I didn't understand the simulation at that time, but I knew what was going on here. Let me place this order real quick.
Thank you.
So you shift realities from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. So just like you shift realities that way when you get born again, you shift realities in your thought process, and the people around you that were of no benefit. Okay, let's say I'll give an example of how your reality would shift. Let's say you had a problem with gossip, right? Or bad mouthing somebody. After you got saved, God started convicting you. So you get rid of that. You don't even hang out with, you don't even waste time with it, gossiping about somebody's character, because you know, they're made in God's, God will discipline. They're on the same path. They just hadn't got there yet. So when you shift your realities away from gossip in your inner man, then those people who used to gossip, they go away. If it's drinking, let's say you used to go to the bar and drink, and you shift your reality to not drinking, the drunks go away. Your reality shifts on the outside. If you were lazy and you started not being lazy, all the lazy people around you who try to get into your world, you don't associate, you don't vibrate, you don't vibe with the lazy people, so you don't have them around your world. When you deal in logic and you got emotional people who have no logic, which are liars, and you deal in truth, the liars have to go away because you call them out on their lies. You call them out on their contradictions. If you're married to a liar and she starts to lie and she contradicts and you call her out on it and you call her out on it, her mind is corrupt and you say you're lying, you're contradicting, what, you're not making sense, you hold her accountable. I don't want you to hold me accountable. You're being mean. You're evil. You're Hitler. Why? Because I hold you accountable to the truth. So the drama people who love the lie, love the drama, they have to leave your reality because you've shifted your inner reality. So back to what I was saying. When you shift your inner reality when it comes to managing your ship, your body ship, your house ship, your business ship, or whatever, then the universe has a memory of your past and it keeps trying to hit you. But because you shifted your reality in your mind, you overcome. You just keep hitting it one thing at a time. So when it hits, when the devil attacks you, it's usually three or four things at once. This time it's like 20 things. 20 to 30 things hit me all at once. And it's like, some of this stuff was fluff and I wasted a little bit too much time on it. And so what you learn as you get older, you don't waste time on fluff. Life is too short to waste time on the fluff, you know, the useless stuff. And so what's that saying? When the going gets tough, the tough get going. And so I had a foreknowledge or a foresight that I was going to have trouble with the situation. And so I made preparation and I pushed myself higher, faster to get something done, to prepare. And as I pushed myself into that to shift my reality to more of a equilibrium reality, all Hades broke loose to really test if I really was able to shift to that mindset. I can't go into details right now. It doesn't really matter. But my point is, one thing at a time, priorities. You have to keep your priority. What I think was happening is, when you shift your reality in your inner man, the outside has to change. But because you were used to think a certain way, used to have friends of a certain manner, used to associate or have conversations, you used to commune. The word commune is an overarching word, whether it's talking, fellowship, spending your time, wasting your time, whatever it is. Whatever you're communing with, and you no longer commune with those things, you've shifted your reality. When you no longer, this is the best way to say it in a biblical way. When you no longer commune with devils, when you no longer commune with the foolishness, when you no longer commune with lies, when you no longer commune with the dark side, when you no longer commune with the lies of the system. See, God is in control. We're in the now. Everything is the now because Jesus is in the now. The same yesterday, today, forever. Every moment is the now. And when you don't commune with linear time, you're communing in the now, and you know it's already taken care of. The linear time, old habit patterns hit you. And so the only way to overcome is to live in the now. Let's say 20 things hit you at once. And you can't do all 20 in the now. So there's not the flesh, right? In the natural, you're dealing with time, but in the spirit, you're in the eternity. So what do? You prioritize the most important. You prioritize the most important. The most urgent, the most needed. Now, it's possible, if you get really good at this, it's possible you prioritize the top three, right? And you can do all three at once a lot of times. You can get all three done at once. Let's say you want to go to the grocery store, you want to go to the pharmacy, and you want to go to the bookstore or book. You want to go to the whatever, another store. You can do all three in one setting. Instead of just going one place, do all three in a series. Now, when things hit you, whether it's house issues, car issues, job issues, health issues, business issues, whatever hits you, legal issues, government issues, registration, taxes, tags, titles, whatever. Whenever stuff hits you that's out of your control or hits you blindsided, you have to prioritize, you know. What I really wanted to talk about is how, you know, these Luciferian fake light people can see deep, but they don't really see deep according to truth. They see deep according to worshiping themselves, and they see some mysteries, but it's according to the devil. But what you can do is just flip it upside down. But you have to use the Bible as your litmus test, because they end up worshiping themselves, and they might have some interesting stuff to talk about. But it's upside down, and you can use the Bible to flip it right side up. That's really what I wanted to talk about, but I got sidetracked here. I hope I remember to talk about that, how to explain that in a better way. Because everything's from God, and the devil's just a derivative, but he flipped into anti, you know. I mean, the things that could hit you would be, one of the things that hit me when I was finishing up a series of stuff was, and that happened, okay, so I had a hot water leak, right, hot water heater leak, so I saw it Saturday, and so I prepared all my tools for to do it on Sunday. I got all my tools ready, I went and bought the hot water heater, bought all the parts I needed, I got everything lined up, so I go to the house. Got everything lined up to finish that last. That was one last. I mean, that came out of nowhere. I was fixing something else, and I saw that, and I thought, man, I thought I was finished, and I had something else to do. So anyway, long story short, as soon as I got all my tools lined up, I get this phone call come in, anonymous phone call. Well, no, he had his phone number, but according to the police, it doesn't show up. It's anonymous, but he had a phone number. I had this phone call come in. You're going to jail. What? I'm taking a warrant out for your arrest. What? What are you talking about, man? Somebody gave you $300. You didn't give them a receipt, and you stole their money. You won't take their calls. What are you talking about? Why would somebody give you $300 without a receipt? Well, that's stupid. Who are you? I don't even know you. Well, look, my client called me today. Well, they just called me 2 hours ago, and I blocked them because they're trouble. If, are you a lawyer? Yeah, I'm a lawyer. Well, you know that this is civil matter, even if it was true, which is not. It's a lie from the pit of hell, and that's what you're doing. You're a fear dart. You're a con artist. Anyway, so I got hit with some kind of threat, right? And I said, okay. I know this is a lie, but let me prepare myself. So I took the pictures. And I took the screenshots. I went to Walgreens and I had to make copies. And I went down to the police department to file a report that this guy's trying to extort money from me. And I met with the policeman. And he pulled up all the three numbers that seemed to be connected. And they all were bad apples. Now, the lawyer number, I gave him the name of the business and all. He said it doesn't show up anywhere. There's nothing. So it was an extortion attempt. After I was almost done with all my projects, my 20 to 30 items that I had to do. I was like this close to being done, and I get attacked by a devil, you know. So we know that was a devil. We know that attack was a devil, because not only that, I said, well, wait a minute. If you're a lawyer, then you believe, and you're saying you want both parties, let me meet these people face to face. I have a right to face my accusers. Let's meet them. Well, I had to call my client, blah, blah, blah. I said, well, and also, if it's true, let's meet, let's do it. I mean, you're talking about going through this investigation and get suing for thousands and millions of dollars or whatever you're saying. I said, let's meet and get a mediator and let's do a lie detector test. If you're going to spend all this money and time over this small amount, anything under $1,000, I know is not federal, but I know this is a civil matter. And so then I called him a devil. I tried the spirits while I was on the phone. And he was just throwing fear darts like crazy. I said, you're just trying to put me in fear. I said, if you're a real lawyer, you would go to media and you want to solve this amicable. I'll do a lie detector test, your friend. Well, we'll do a lie detector test and I'll call you back. And I said, well, he says, if he passes, you got to pay. I said, wait a minute. I said, I got to do a lie detector test. And if we both pass, that means the test is wrong. And the guy was not able to deal with that logic right there. He tried to refute that logic because the devil's a liar, right? He was trying to, and so when I went into the police and filed a report, the policeman said, look, he said, how did he want a payment? I said, we didn't get that far because I wouldn't, told him I wasn't going to pay him nothing. He said, usually a con artist wants a payment through something that you can't track, maybe some kind of payment through cash, not cash app or some kind of app, you know. And so, long story short, I had to deal with that stupidity. And I went and filed a report, and he pulled up the numbers, and they were all scammers. And I asked the police, and I said, what would you think? What would you do if you were me? I said, I called the manager, and she said, this is a civil matter. You can't take a warrant out of somebody on this. And he said, I'll just ignore it. He said, I'll just block the number. And I hope he does call back, because I'm telling him he's got a case on him. But what I'm trying to say is the attacks. See, when you shift your reality to a new way of thinking, a new people, a new communion, when you no longer commune with devils, and they know you see through them, and the past tries to come back. See, what happens is the past tries to come back, and it comes back as a phantom, like a ghost. It might not be the same people, and sometimes it is, but the past always tries to come back, but it tries to come back through a different personality, but it's the same spirit. And so that same spirit is working in another person, and you've seen that spirit 1,000 times, and you know that they're trouble, and you can profile spirits, you know. And so when you profile the spirit that's in that person by their words, then you know what the deal is. You know what the game is. And if you have a suspicion, you can try the spirits, you can test a person for a season, but eventually they reveal what they are. birds of a feather flock together, and the same birds of a spirit flock together. You know, the spirits have to speak the same stuff. This is what I'm saying about quantum leaping to your new identity, which is the mind of Christ. So when you quantum leap from the flesh mind to the mind of Christ, if somebody comes up to you and says, let's get revenge, let's pay them back, you know that's the flesh mind. That's not you. Because the Bible says don't repay evil for evil, but repay evil with good. And don't try to get revenge, because that's not the mind of Christ. So if somebody comes up to you and says, did you hear what Susie said? Get away from me. Let's get revenge. Get away from me. Let's go get drunk. Get away from me. Let's scheme this. Get away from me. Let's do this. Let's trick this person. Let's whatever it is. Get away from me. You've already graduated into the new mind. And so when you shifted to the new mind, and it's a lifelong process, because it's a sanctification process. So when you shift to a new way of thinking, whether it's managing your business or whether it's managing your house, you're cleaning your house, your clothes, whatever it is, you shift realities in the inner man. The devil, you're leaving these devils and these demons and these zombies and these unsaved, uncircumcised Philistines behind. You're shifting to your new reality in the inner man. So the outside is trying to pull you back to that old way of thinking through outward attacks. But because it's an inner renewal, they cannot win, because the inside has already shifted. You train your mind through meditating on the Word, paying attention to your thoughts, being introspective, and turning your thoughts over, comparing it with Scripture, comparing it with the mind of Christ. Is this line up with the truth? Does this line up with righteousness, truth, holiness set apart? Does this line up with what the Bible says? And so as you shift and it becomes a part of you, you eat it and you drink it and you digest it and it becomes who you really are, then the outside tries to pull you back to the old way through the drama. And that's what's going on. I forgot how I started, because I was going to get some food, but I could scroll back and see what I said, but I'm not even wasting my time. The gist of the matter is this: not using a New Age slant, but when you shift realities, meaning when you shift from the flesh mind to the spirit mind, from the old Adam to the new Adam, to the mind of Christ, from the old Adamic nature to the mind of Christ, in even small things, even in the small things of life, you start to wash dishes every time you eat, or you start to manage and organize a closet or something. Even in the small things, you're going to be attacked, because these patterns were set from childhood, and even before that, your parents, or whoever. And so as you shift realities, the way of thinking, the outside tries to, it's like a ghost trying to pull you back to the old way of thinking and the old habit patterns. But you're free in Christ. There's nothing that holds you. You're totally free. And this is what I'm saying. You're free from all this. You're free. Now, the devil, the spirit realm is going to try to make you go back. It's not going to be. And his patterns that you've sown, it don't even necessarily have to be the devil, but a lot of times it is. But it's patterns that you've sown that try to pull you back. Old ways of thinking, old habits. So if you wanted to say it in a New Age terminology, this is what I'm saying. You can use the devil's, these movies and the devil's system, just flip it towards the Bible. In other words, the New Age people would say, when you shift your realities, your outside has to change. Yeah. So what they're saying is, when you get the mind of Christ, you no longer commune with devils. And you're in the flow. You're in the spirit walk. And if you're in the spirit walk, you're in the flow, you're in tune with God, you're in tune with the universe, because God is the universe, really, because in Him we live and breathe and have our being. So everything in front of you is actually just a projection from the cross. And you actually live in a Genesis 3 repeat every day. So what happened in Genesis 3? Flesh versus spirit. Are you going to believe the lies of the devil? Genesis 3:1. Are you going to let Jezebel rule you? Genesis 3:3. Somewhere in there where Eve brought Adam down. He went down by choice. But anyway, you don't have to do that now because it is finished. Jesus is finished. It's not your job to pull somebody up. It's God's job. All you can do is give out the gospel. And if somebody chooses the dark side, let's say you do love them or whatever, it's their choice. You can't go chasing them saying, please, please get saved. I'm going to be miserable if you don't get saved. That's stupid. They're actually not your family. If they're not in the body of Christ, they're not your family. So why fight? Why cry about somebody who's dead, who's lost and dead? I mean, if they choose it, you give them the gospel, they reject it, move on. You might mourn for a day or two or whatever, but they choose the dark side. That means you got Darth Vader in your house or in your mind. Forget Darth Vader. He don't exist anymore. Forget Jezebel. She don't exist anymore. Forget Delilah. She don't exist anymore. She chose the dark side. When the truth reveals itself, they no longer exist because they're not even real. They're believing lies of the devil. Move on. Commune with righteousness. Commune with right. Commune with the truth. Don't commune with devils, because if you commune with devils, you're going backwards. It's not even who you are. You're going to get a spanking, really, to be honest with you.